And now, to go on to something completely different, we can talk about supermarkets. Because, of course, you go directly from... Yeah, you can buy bananas in supermarkets. So let's talk about supermarkets. Now, there's been a big, huge business deal been going on in the background of big businessy meetings, doing big businessy things, between Sainsbury's and Asda. Now, they're proposing to merge and become one super company, I guess. And so that's a little bit annoying, isn't it, really? I mean, especially in the case of the island, because there is recently there's been a new Asda opened, but we've already got a Sainsbury's.
Have you heard the story about Marks and Spencer's and Pound Stretcher?
No, I haven't.
They're thinking of joining forces and calling it Stretch Marks. That was supposed to be a joke. Sorry.
I don't know why. Yeah. I was going to say it's an unlikely pairing, but then it made sense. And now I get it.
Yeah, but what about the story about, well, I can't remember who it is, but one of the big bosses at one of the supermarkets was singing,
We're in the Money. Guy.
Yeah. Do you know how that goes?
No.
That song, We're in the Money.
Oh. I don't know why what came to my head was We're in the Navy. I don't know.
That's a business. Village People.
Yeah, it's the Village People. They're planning to merge. And the thing that I wrote down, I spent a lot of time on this. Because there are a lot of supermarkets in Newport currently. I decided to write down all of the supermarkets that are in Newport. And think about any that aren't in Newport. Because we seem to have most supermarkets in Newport. So we've got there's a Co-op, there's the Co-op opposite the bus station, there's Asda, there's Sainsbury's, there's Lidl, there's an Iceland, there's Morrison's, there's M&S.
There's baby M&S, it's like a mini M&S, isn't it? No, it's a small M&S.
Smaller, yeah, and
it's quite a bigger, we are a bit overloaded. Yeah.
And then two of them decide to merge. Mm. And, like, they did confirm that, like, no island jobs will be lost in this merge. But part of me is worrying, like, that in the future they'll just decide to close one of them.
Apparently people are getting more flirtatious with their shopping. In other words, there are people who will shop at both Lidl and Waitrose or Marks and Spencer's, whereas apparently it used to be that people were a little bit more monogamous with their shopping.
Interesting.
I know. Do you go to one supermarket and stick to that supermarket?
I mean, like in Cowes, we've got M&S, Food Hall, and Sainsbury's, and then there's also Aldi. I don't go to Aldi very much, really, because it's kind of out of the way. Mm. I don't really go there very often. And I think my parents mainly do the main food shopping between Sainsbury's and M&S in town, because it's just kind of easier to get to from where we are. So, yeah, but yeah, it's kind of like I was worried it was going to develop into a situation where there was like a Poundland opposite a Poundland in the high street.
Oh, yeah, like we've already got in.
Yeah.
we did have in Newport.
I mean, that's gone and that's kind of been sorted now, but I was worried for all the people who kind of work there, because this sudden merger and then...
I know, you can't imagine it.
Yeah.
But they have said they're going to try and keep... I think they're trying to keep the separate brands as far as I know.
Yeah, I think they're trying to keep the separate brands, but it's kind of like the same thing. Because I thought... Because isn't Asda... Asda's owned by Walmart in the US.
That's right.
So I don't quite understand who's buying who at the moment. Because is it Sainsbury's buying Asda off Walmart, or is Walmart buying Sainsbury's off Sainsbury's?
Oh, now there's a question. I'm not sure.
Who's buying who? And I don't know. It's something I need to Google. But now, what else did I write down here? Yeah, I wrote down the question. Do we really need any more supermarkets? And shouldn't we be focusing on rebuilding and remodelling our high streets first?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, definitely. That seems like an obvious thing to me, because, like, in Cowes, there's no banks anymore. And I saw a story the other day where there's planning submitted to turn the ex NatWest building.
Yeah, I've seen this. Into a
60s place full of, like, small shops and stuff. That's fine, but combine that with the development that's been greenlit for around the Hammerhead Crane to create even more shops and even more retail. We're just... I feel like it's biting off more than we can chew. Because it's like there are only so many shops that will want to be in the high street, and we've got quite a few shops already.
I agree. And the thing that I really don't like as well is that if you drive to Asda, if you leave Newport Town Centre and you drive to Asda, you could be anywhere in the country. There's no character, just that kind of dual carriageway look where you drive along and it's just, it could be anywhere in the world. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I like the Isle of Wight to look a little bit like the Isle of Wight, if that makes sense. I don't like the way everything is becoming all... It's kind of bland, isn't it?
It's kind of becoming kind of very kind of like commercialised.
Yes.
It's a wee bit worrying.
Yeah, but Ryde is great for independent shops. There's quite a few independent...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are some nice independent shops in Cowes as well.
Yeah.
I mean, but the worry is like there was the Costa that recently opened in Cowes and is kind of worrying because there were a lot of independent coffee shops in Cowes. And
I know.
It's kind of like a threat from this faceless, emotionless beast
known as
Costa. Maybe over making that over dramatic there, but